Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, the story that I shared with you yesterday reminded me of a story that Barb and I experienced a number of years ago. We had moved to Chicago, where I was in graduate school. Michelle was 7, David was 5, and Barb was homeschooling. And I was at school during the day, but we had a little yard in this little community called Highwood. And we had the downstairs apartment of a house, and a single lady lived upstairs. And then there was an apartment over our garage as well. And a family lived up there that had 2 children. And we found out later that they used to sit up in their living room and pull the curtain back and watch us out in the yard playing and having a good time together. And they did not understand. It just was eating them alive that we were having a good time as a family and we were being kind to each other. And it was a couple of months, and I think we had them over for a meal. Well, that family came to faith in Christ simply because they were hanging out watching us. It's amazing the example and the power of a personal testimony. Now, we are way not perfect, okay? We don't have a perfect family. I was not a perfect dad. You can ask Barb, I'm not a perfect husband. But we love Jesus, and the desire of our heart is to represent him well. And that's what I'm trying to motivate you to do, to own and to say, I want to do that. I want to embrace that. I want to live for him. I want to represent him well in all that I do. So God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.